Devotionals just in time. Matthew chapter 7 verses 3 to 5. Beam or speck? And why do you worry about the speck in your friend's eye when you have a beam in yours? How can you think of saying to your friend, "Hey, let me help you get the speck out of your eye," when you can't see beyond the beam that is in your own eye? Hypocrite. First, remove the beam of your eye. Then you will see well enough to deal with the speck in your friend's eye. This is a word that is in Matthew chapter 7 from 3 to 5. A strong word, but I believe that it is very necessary for all of us who listen. It is one of those words that Jesus expressed in important moments where we must learn to value what we have by our side and learn how much more before questioning another and judging people by what they are living. First, learn to observe how we are living and how our life is. This is one of those words in which Jesus used to say, "Whoever has ears to hear should hear." I'm going to express it to you in several ways. In general, we are always aware of everything that others do. We are quick to extend the accusing finger. We extend our index finger, showing that a person is wrong. But when we observe our hand well enough, we notice the index finger is pointing forward and the next three fingers are pointing at us. We must learn to first realize our own mistakes before going with a stick to measure the mistakes of other people. Among other things, the Bible says, with the same yardstick that we measure, we will be measured. And with the same rigor with which we apply the law to others, at some point it will be applied to us. The other thing that we must learn to take into account is, I can never give more than what I do have. Yes, usually we always try to help or be helped to others, but when we get home, we get overwhelmed. We serve as a bridge for others to move forward, but we stay behind. The word also expresses in this way, what use is to a man to win the world if he loses his soul? Now, it is not wrong to help others. It is not wrong to focus and in the middle of the road to give your hand to somebody. But if you are hurt, how can you heal another? If you have pain in the heart, how can you make someone else not have it? This is important. These two cases happen to us many times in life. One, when we judge, and two, when we want to help. Usually when we judge, our judgment always goes outwards, never inwards. And when we help, we always do it outwards and not inwards. And I repeat, it is not wrong. I don't know, but a while ago, I talked about a story. And I want to touch it again because it is precisely about this. A group of people get on the ocean cruise. When they are in the middle of the journey, in the middle of the ocean, they begin to hear someone who is screaming. The first thing that comes to mind is to look out. Some begin to say, "Hey, someone fell out of the boat. You have to help him." They all began to look at the ocean, trying to find him. If they find him, they will try to throw a lifesaver so that he doesn't drown. After a few minutes, the noise became more intense. The person asked strongly for help, but nobody found him. Suddenly, someone took their eyes off the ocean and focused on the pool. It turns out that the person who is drowning was in the boat's pool. He was not outside, he was inside. Sometimes we look for a way to divert our sight from the pain we can feel, perhaps hurting others. An injured person will always hurt others. That is why we cannot give what we don't have. And usually when there is rebellion, when there is criticism, when they rise up against you or you rise up against someone, it is a call for help. It is a cry from inside someone who is in need of love, from someone who is in need of restoration, from someone who is in need of acceptance. That's why, from these perspectives, I see and understand what Jesus is trying to say here. Perhaps it is a strong word because he says hypocrite, but usually when we judge, we do it outwards and not inwards. When we help, we do it outwards and not inwards. We are always looking outward. We want to give what we don't have. In other words, we want to help people to remove the beam that they have in their eye, which is not bad. The problem is that every time we have a good intention and we try to get the beam out of the eye of the one in front of us, we don't do it right and we end up hurting the other people. We end up making a bigger mistake. Our solution becomes a bigger problem. You know why? Because we didn't realize it. We didn't want to acknowledge that first inside of us there was a beam. You may have a good intention, but if you have a beam in your eye, you better not reach out your hand to remove the beam from the brother's eye or the speck from the other's eye, because you are going to end up damaging the other eye. And so it happens to us. The injured person always hurts others more and will try to protect himself in the wrong way. So it is important to learn to guard the heart. And if we are going to do something, we are going to do it well and in the right way, not letting ourselves be carried away by the heat and emotion of the moment. Everything has its moment and everything has its time. You are judging someone by the condition it is in. Before doing so, stand in front of the mirror of the Word of God and ask the Lord to show you what is in your heart. It is not going to be that you are judging from your pain, you are judging from your need, or you are judging from foolishness, because when our judgment is directed from resentment, from pain, or from a desire for revenge, God's justice does not work there, my beloved friends. And at some point, the way we made it, we are going to receive it again. We are going to be measured with the same measuring tape. So I think we have to make it stop. I tell you again, we can give what we don't have. How is your heart today? You want to help? You had a good intention, but you cannot give more than what you have, my beloved friend. How is your heart? Can you give someone good advice? No matter how good you try to give it, it will always be impregnated with a little pain there, a pain like a slight pain. Forgive me the expression, because sometimes our reactions are evasive. We hide behind a false humility. We bow our heads, but we speak through our teeth, cursing. We are silent, but in our mind, we are cursing. Do you understand me? We disguise it as a good intention, but we are really contaminated. How is your heart today? It is important that we analyze how we are, and you know that God is there, ready to help you, ready to help us, ready to make us see what we cannot see. In this case, the beam that is in our eye. Do not try to do anything for others. Yes, first, do not focus on one or on what you have to change in your life, please. Because if not, from the pain, from the wound, from the position in which you decide to be, in which you find yourself, instead of giving life, instead of help, you will mistreat others. You will end up distancing yourself and even hurting yourself more. God is with open arms to heal any wound, but it depends on you. You made the decision. How good it will be if you made a stop today. And that your prayer be, Lord, if there is a beam in my eye, take it out, because I want to have a healthy heart to be able to heal others. That is important, otherwise you will continue to hurt. And every time you hurt another, you will hit yourselves and you will suffer much more. God did not create you for that. Don't believe the lie that you live not to be happy. Don't believe the lie that you live to make a rich. No, God did not create you for that, my beloved friend. My beloved friend, on the contrary, today there is an opportunity that you can get up. Today, there is a chance that you can heal your heart, but it's up to you. I want to pray for you right now. It is a simple prayer. Just close your eyes, open your heart, and tell Him, Lord Jesus, today I recognize that perhaps I not only have a beam in my eye, perhaps in both of my eyes. I carry such a heavy load that I feel that I will not be able to carry, and I receive what you tell me in your word. I know that I will never be able to help others if I do not receive your help today. I need your grace. I need your love. I need your forgiveness. Forgive my sins. Clean my heart. Restore me and give me a new life. Heal my heart and help me to forgive, and that every beam that is in my eyes that did not let me see all darkness in me, take it out of my life in the name of Jesus. And from today, fill my life with your presence. Make me know and experience your great love, Lord. In the name of Jesus, forgive my sins and be my Lord and Savior. In the name of Jesus, amen. See, it was simple. You already took the first step. Let God work in you. Look for a church. Look for a place to congregate. Learn. Receive the word of God. Have your time of prayer. Grow in God. And in the process, He will completely heal your heart. And then you will no longer have a beam and will be able to help. Your sight will be clear. Your eyes will be good. You will no longer judge like you used to. There will be meekness and kindness in you, and the love of God will be ruling your life. Then everything you do is going to be a blessing. God always comes just in time. Today, your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos, spoke to you. I invite you to follow me on Instagram. There you can find me as Pastor Elias HC. And I invite you to enter our channel on YouTube. It is called Devotionals Just in Time. Click on subscribe and click on the notifications. A hug, blessings.